Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower across the board today. Corn was down 11 to 11 and a half cents, with the December corn closing down 11 and three quarters at 402 and a quarter. The low today was 402 for December, so it held that $4 level, at least in December. September, of course, wasn't quite as lucky. September corn was down to 392, closed on its low, which was down 11 and a quarter cents. Beans were the weakest one on the board today, down 17 to 19 cents, with November beans 963 and a quarter was where the last trade was. That was down 17 and a quarter. So that closed on or near its low. It looks like the actual settlement price at 115 was 965, down 15 and a half. So about a penny and three quarters above where the lowest trade was today. But it seemed like all day long hedge funds were selling grains across the board, including wheat futures. Wheat 8 to 9 lower in Chicago, about 10 lower in Kansas City. The weather pattern over the next 30 days has almost eliminated any sort of major risk for the corn and beans in the Midwest. And of course, up to this time, what's been a problem, rain, it might actually be the biggest benefactor, the biggest helper to the crops throughout the Midwest and possibly helping those yields out.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The USDA announced several exports this morning. We sold 220,000 metric tons of new crop beans to China. China's bought a lot of new crop beans over the last week. We sold 231,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. So both of those things were thought to be kind of positive despite the sell-off throughout today's trading day. And the big thing this week was the three different cattle reports. On Wednesday, we had the cold storage report, which showed that we had 467 million pounds in cold storage. Last year, we were 358 million pounds, so quite a bit above last year. The main reason due to the port strike on the West Coast earlier this year. And then today, we've got the cattle on feed report, which is estimated to be 101.4% of last year on feed, or 10.18 million head. Placed at 99.6% of last year, or 1.462, and then marketed 95.1%, or 1.756. And the other one is the inventory report. And all cattle and calves expected to be 101.7% of last year, so bigger than last year. And then the annual calf crop, 101.4%. Both of those reports are released at 2 p.m. Today.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, August live cattle down 32 at 143.02. October down 52 at 144.12. August feeder cattle down a dime at 209.67, with it September down 7 at 207.55. August lean hogs down 60 at 77.67. October down 67 at 64.02. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 9 and three quarters at 507 and a quarter. December down down 9 3/4 at 5.27 1/4. September Chicago wheat down 9 3/4 at 5.11 3/4. September corn down 10 3/4 at 3.92 1/2. December down 11 at 4.02 3/4. August soybeans down 18 3/4 at 9.91 1/4, with November down 15 1/2 at 9.65. October cotton down 96 at 64.96, and December down 92 at 63.82. That's a market update. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.